A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Today's DAF session is sponsored by the Antels in memory of Leah Elka Bas Moshe Ze'ev HaKohen Zichrono Livracha. The Neshaba should have an Aliyah. Shabbos Samach Hei, Shabbos 65A, pagination page 129. Okay. Starting from the Mishnah, which is about 15 lines from the bottom, count up with your finger in the beginning of the line, Masnisin right there, and that's where we'll be starting. Jump to the middle of that line, and you'll see the piece which we'd like to develop. Habanos Ketanos, young girls, yotzos bechutin, can go out with threads in their ears, va'afilu bekismin, even with splinters, shebe ozneim, that were in their ears. What's being described over here is that they would pierce the ears, and in order to make sure, if they didn't have earrings in all the time, that the ear did not close up, and this exists even today, right? Common practice. Got to keep something in there, to make sure that the hole doesn't close up. Obviously, in our time, we don't see this. Instead, the girls make sure to keep earrings in there all the time so that it doesn't close up. But the practice, apparently, in their time was that they would put a thread or a little piece of wood, a wedge, a splinter, whatever they're describing, into the ear. And what we're being told is that you're allowed to walk out on Shabbos wearing that, as Rashi says, because urchei bahachi, that was their common practice. And therefore it becomes part of the body, part of the normal mode of dress, and it's not considered a masui carrying on Shabbos. Drop down to five lines from the bottom of the page. You'll see in the middle of the line are two dots. Habonos yotzos bichutin. And the Gemara is going to develop this piece of the Mishnah specifically regarding Avua de Shmuel, the father of the famous Shmuel, who was a businessman but also was a scholar. And Avua de Shmuel, lo shavik lu lebanse denafke bechutin. The father of Shmuel did not allow his daughters to go out with these threads. And the question is, if the Mishnah which preceded Avua de Shmuel allows it, why is Avua de Shmuel coming along and telling his daughters they can't do it? The Gemara does not limit itself to one case of Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. Instead, we bring a bunch of cases and we're going to develop them all. And he would not allow the daughters, his girls, to sleep with one another together. That's a second item, which we'll have to explain. And he would make mikvaos in the days of Nisan, when the rain was significant. He didn't want them using the regular river as the mikvah. Instead, he dug like a trench or something off the main river to gather water from the river, and then he would close it up so that they would have what we would think of as a conventional mikvah, using the water but not allowing it to flow the way the river does. So in the days of Nisan, when there was a significant amount of water, rainwater, he wouldn't allow them to use the regular river. And he would make mats for them in the days of Tishrei, when he was worried about the mud, and that's going to be a chatzitza when you go to mikvah, if you gather mud between your toes. So he would make mats for them, so that they could walk on the mat and go into the water, and not get themselves sullied before they went in. And the Gemara now explains. Lo shavik luhu yotzos bechutin. You see it three lines up in the middle of the line. Lo shavik luhu yotzos bechutin. He didn't allow them to go out with these threads in their ears. V'anantanan, we learned habanas yotzos bechutin. That the girls are allowed to go out with these threads that are going to keep their ears open after the piercing until they put in the earrings. That there's nothing wrong because that's the normal way. So the Gemara answers, Banse de Avua de Shmuel de Tzivonim Havu. The daughters of Avua de Shmuel normally wore colored threads in their ears. They were very decorative. And therefore he viewed it as an ornament. And an ornament in the time of the Gemara, they weren't allowed to go. We discussed in last session why today we're allowed to wear jewelry. But in the time of the Gemara, they weren't allowed to wear jewelry because it was typical to take the jewelry out, show it to someone, and then we're worried you're going to keep walking with it in your hand. It's a conversation piece. So he viewed their threads as ornaments because they had decorative ones. Perhaps he was very wealthy, whatever, but their normal way was to wear decorative ones. He didn't want them wearing it on Shabbos because he considered it jewelry. Second case, Lo shavik lu ganiyon gabei hadadi. He didn't want them sleeping next to each other. Maybe this will be a proof to Rav Huna's ruling. The Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, Noshim hamisol lo zu bezu. Women who rub each other in the way of intimacy. What we would call today, fooling around. So it's woman with another woman. Turn the page. Pesulos lakuhuna. They're forbidden to the Kohen Gadol. So even though there's no actual act of bia, there's no intimacy, because it's not in the way of a male with a female, but because this is a level of fooling around, it would not be fit for the Kohen Gadol anymore. And therefore, even though there was no Kohen Gadol in the time of Shmuel, the Beis HaMikdash was long destroyed, but once he knew that this is considered a level of immoral activity, so he didn't want his daughters risking such an activity. So
is this just on Shabbos?
No. This is all the time. These are practices of the father of Shmuel.
The threads were
the
only for
threads
Shabbos.
Was only for Shabbos.
That's what I
wanted. Mikvah we're going to discuss is all year. Mm-hmm. And this sleeping issue is likewise all year. Let's finish off the thought, and then we'll add in a little comment. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe Avua de Shmuel is a proof to Rav Huna, who ruled that such activity forbids her to the Kohen Gadol. In other words, he's saying there's a level of immorality in this. Maybe it'll be a proof. And the Gemara says, with all due respect, that's not a proof. Because we don't know for sure what Avua de Shmuel's motivation was. It could be, as the Gemara continues here, lo, sabar ki yechad de lo lilfan gufa nechra'a. Maybe he simply didn't want to get them used to sleeping with another person, because at some point, and they're not married yet, they're going to start having this desire, and you don't turn a person on to such a desire until they encounter it in the normal way of life in marriage. They'll encounter it with their spouse. But he doesn't want to introduce that type of desire. It'll cause them problems, a little bit like today. You don't purposely leave magazines lying around that will cause people problems. You don't do it. It's not right.
Why only Kohen Gadol was...
Because this is not true immoral activity. True immoral activity requires, we'll discuss this in a moment, but it requires that a part of the body is entering a different person's body. It has to be an act of intimacy, and there's no act. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol, in the words of Rashi, needs a besula shalema, a woman who's never been tainted, fresh. And this violates to that extent. It doesn't violate to the extent of true immoral... it's not... Nothing has happened. That's the way the Rambam words it. Now, just to bring in, because this is something that has hit our generation in a very bad way in the secular sector. So just to comment, the Rambam writes that it is prohibited. It's prohibited because the Torah tells us not to do in the way of Mitzrayim. Mm. And this was the way of Mitzrayim, that two women would go together and would stimulate each other. But to say that it's an act, technically, it's not the capital violation, but it's included in that prohibition of immoral activity. So in any case, we don't have a proof from Avuah d'Shmuel, but it certainly opens up a window here. He wouldn't let his daughters be together simply because he was worried it would introduce to them something that's going in a bad way. Let's continue. Second line of Amud Beis here. Va'avad lo mikvah b'yom Nisan, and he would make for them a mikvah in the days of Nisan. Nisan is a time when there's a lot of rainfall, and he was concerned that you could use running water as a mikvah if it's coming from a spring, from a mayon. Because a mayon, a natural spring, is naturally flowing, and that's metayer bezochlin, flowing water. So if the river is getting its water from a spring, everything would be fine. The problem is that when it rains a lot, that river doubles, triples, quadruples in size based on runoff from snow, from rain, etc. And there's a shaila, what's the status of a river at that time? So instead of using the river in the rainy season, he purposely built a pit, so to speak, a mikvah off the main river, let the water flow in naturally into his pit, and then presumably he closed it off. And like this, they had a mikvah independent of the running water, because a true mikvah, as we know it from rain, the word mikvah means gathered water, that it's not flowing. This is a proof to what Rav said, that Rav said, mitra b'ma'arava, when there's rain in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, sahada rabba pras, you could look at the Euphrates, you could look at the river Pras, and you'll be able to tell that it rained for Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi and Tesis discuss exactly how the runoff worked. But the concept is that they knew that there was rain in that region, and they rejoiced for Eretz Yisrael, knowing that they had rain when they saw that the Euphrates reacted, the river Pras reacted in a certain way. And what the Gemara is saying is that when there's a lot of water, the river increases, and that extra water is coming from rainwater. It's not coming from the springs. Savar, he was worried, shalayirbo hanotfim al hazochlim, because the rainwater is greater than the spring water, and therefore it no longer works as a mikvah in flowing water. He needs to contain it. And that's, in fact, we're very careful today. You build a mikvah, they make sure, in many ways, how they make sure that there shouldn't be any leaks, etc.
So before the rain, he would have the spring water set aside this way?